integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, I can't wait to talk about this particular subject. I'm going to talk about energy, okay, listeners? So at the end of this segment, we're going to understand what the heck energy is, what it means, and a little supplement that I believe is overlooked called ribose that you could maybe truly get energy. Because I got to tell you something. I was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, and I was at an event, and I heard a lot of people talking about this, that, and the other thing that gave them energy. And it started me thinking, because as a scientist, as a clinician, I was like, boy, that's not probable, because what is energy? I mean, can you get energy from a rock star or a monster? Can you get energy from 5-hour energy? Can you get energy from your multivitamin? Can you get energy from a cup of coffee? What is really energy? Well, I think when we get right down to it, the production of energy in your body is a very complex process. Okay, your body produces energy by breaking down the components of food, all right? This is why nutrition is so important, and using them as fuel. But no matter the quality or the quantity of food, you will not produce enough energy unless your body has enough of three energy molecules, okay? Building blocks. These are basically, you know, they start out as Legos and they turn into a car, but you've got to be able to have the building blocks of the Legos first, or the Lincoln Logs. Does everybody remember Lincoln Logs? Am I dating myself here? All right, so let's talk about what those energy molecules are. There's first ATP. We know of ATP, right? That's a component in our cells, adenosine 5-triphosphate. Then the second one, NADH, and the third one, FADH. Okay, so NADH is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, and then there's flavin adenine dinucleotide. You do not have to remember this. But if food isn't converted into those three molecules, pretty much as far as building energy in the body, it is going to be useless. Now, Dr. Weiss, am I doing okay so far from a rudimentary perspective of what energy really is?
Yeah, I think what we're looking at, listeners, I'm going to take a step back and then let's jump into the rest of this, Holly, is where the flaws can be in the chain.
Okay.
There's fundamentals the way we make it. The reason this exercise is important is because if you're tired out there, it is sometimes difficult to exactly pinpoint where your energy issue is. And so what we're doing is looking at these three molecules saying, okay, if you're deficient in this one, how do we generate more of that? Back to you.
All right. Okay, so now for many years, I've always emphasized the importance of the multiple B vitamin, okay, in forming these three energy molecules. And B vitamins do help. They help a lot. But the energy molecules also require two other components for their creation. Adenine is one of them, and also the second one is ribose. And ribose is what I really want to be talking about this segment. Adenine is plentiful in the body. Supplementing with it does not really relieve fatigue. Ribose, however, I believe is a unique sort of simple sugar. It is a sugar. Yes, Dr. Holly is talking about a sugar. However, it is different. It's not burned immediately by the body like other sugars, sucrose, glucose, lactose, fructose, etc. It's preserved for the vital work of making these energy molecules, as well as DNA and RNA. So ribose isn't found, this is the point, in significant amounts in food. And it's manufactured in your body via a slow and multi-step process. Now, the reason that I am talking about ribose is because I use it. I do use it, and I've noticed that because of the intense athletic prowess that I put myself in and through on a daily basis, I find recovery a little bit better when I started supplementing with ribose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're going to. The data is there to support it. The research is there to support it. We need to look at sugars like fats. There's good fats and bad fats. The same thing with sugars. There's good sugars and bad sugars. Our brains feed on sugar. So sugar is not an evil, terrible thing. White sugar and high fructose corn syrup or high fructose agave syrup are bad sugars. Things like mannose is a good sugar that helps clear and prevent urinary tract infections. Well, ribose is, again, one of these good sugars that helps you in the production of energy, especially when we're demanding more as we get older. Holly, you are more athletic now than when I met you in medical school. No surprise.
That's true.
You had no time. If I had anything to do with it, you had no time to exercise in medical school. But watching the degree of the way you push yourself at 48, the recovery ability, we need to get the science better. When I look at the data on ribose, there is absolutely no doubt that when you're making your post-workout drink, a scoop of ribose is part of the plan, especially when I see some of the junk that's getting in the bodybuilding industry. That's crazy. Ribose, a fundamental building block of energy, belongs. And you're not going to see a lot of these big weightlifting companies talking about ribose or their proper use of it. You need to get to physicians that understand those flavonine, adenine, dinucleotide, and those crazy molecules that we were talking about earlier. But it does have its place in this. And if you expect to maintain the level of athletic ability into your 60s, 70s, 80s, and up, which we do as a society now, then you're going to need to have a scoop of this as part of your protocol.
Well, I love that you said scoop, because I want the listeners to hear that as well. So I think the best way to benefit from ribose is getting in the powdered form. I know Carlson Labs has a ribose that's 100% pure D-ribose. I personally mix 5 grams with water up to 2-3 times a day. And I do it, you know, sort of kind of get my build up, and then about 5 grams twice daily for maintenance for the most part. And I've noticed, and once again, there's a lot out there. I saw at this event that I was in a lot of things and crazy claims. But when we look at the science, when we look at the cellular level, another thing that I would add to maybe perhaps give you quote-unquote energy, and I say real energy, would be coenzyme Q10 in the form of ubiquinol, another segment for sure. But, you know, we think about these things that how do you get real, true energy? And I got to tell you, from a fatigue perspective, from a pain perspective, from a recovery perspective, I have found that ribose, yes, it is a sugar, but it's different, is a really nice thing to look at. And it might be being overlooked from this whole yearning for energy, want for energy population, I should say, that is really abundant out there.
It's a medicinal sugar. I mean, meaning like there's medicinal types of alcohols, there's medicinal types. We category these things in. It sounds like some sugar's good, some sugar's bad, make up your mind. Well, unfortunately, that is the way it works. Some fats are good, some fats are bad. Rancid margarine, clearly bad fat. Spoiled salmon, clearly bad fat. Avocado, good fat. Good clean fish oil, good fat. Same with the sugars. We want to be very clear. This is a ribose. Usually it's in the D form, D as in David-ribose. You'll find it in powders. And we're talking about is energy, especially if you expect to maintain this energy going into your 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th decades of life. And it's not performance enhancing energy. It's just the science of building the energy molecules is there. And again, we're also talking about, Holly, you do a nice job talking about credit deficits and credit, you know, health credits and health deficits. What we're talking about is in the absence of having good energy, as humans, we tend to borrow it. We'll borrow it with coffee, we'll borrow it with stimulants, we'll do that. When you start looking at things like ribose, you're talking about never having the need to borrow it, never having to walk into your doctor's office and he says, quit coffee. Right, Holly? And now with ribose in there, you don't need to go into those deficits. You can keep getting those credits.
I appreciate that so very, very much. Yes, so we're talking about, hey, if you're in debt, how can you make more deposits? But I got to tell you, as Dr. Decker just said, or Dr. Decker Weiss, I should say, or Dr. Weiss, that sometimes when you, and we've talked about this before, sort of medicating your energy throughout the day with loan shark energy, that means, yeah, you're going to get some, but boy, oh boy, it's going to be taken back and then some. It's going to get you into more trouble and a slippery slope for poor health. So what can we do? Well, I've just broken down for you. We have this segment about a good sugar, ribose, best to get it in a powdered form, D-ribose. Like I said, the dosage wonderful would be 5 grams with water 3 times daily for about 3 weeks, and then you can take it back down to about twice daily.